Hello everyone, my name is Alice Lee. I am Vice Chair of ATMEC. I'm very pleased to present you this episode of the MEC Tech Series Edge Enablement APIs. In this episode, we will learn the definition of MEC application and MEC service, how to start and stop a MEC application instance, how to register and discover a MEC service, as well as supports provided by the MEC platform, for example, traffic rules, DNS handling. You can read API specs on Etsy website or experience MEC APIs on tryme.etsy.org. MEC offers to application developers and content providers cloud computing capabilities and also an IT service environment at the edge of the network. MEC provides pretty much everything you need as a MEC application developer. Discover network, users, capabilities, and local services. Manage traffic, DNS, mobility. Register your own service and discover third-party services available locally and in some cases even remotely. Plus APIs for interoperability among MEC systems and infrastructure. MEC really is focused on existential questions of applications on the edge. Definitions. Let's start with MEC host. MEC host contains a MEC platform and a virtualization infrastructure. It provides compute, storage, and network resources to MEC applications. MEC platform is a collection of functionalities to run MEC applications, to enable MEC applications, to provide consumer services. MEC platform can also provide MEC services. MEC application can be instantiated only MEC host within the MEC system can provide or consume MEC services. MEC service, on the other hand, is a service provided via the MEC platform, either by the MEC platform or by a MEC application. There are several assumptions for the MEC application startup procedure. MEC platform can verify the authenticity of the MEC application with the support of an authentication and authorization entity. For actual authentication, MEC application uses access token based on OAuth 2.0. MEC platform has already received the valid configuration for MEC applications. When the MEC application instance is up running, it can start querying about available services. For the MEC application instances producing services, it can also register the produced service with the MEC platform. Additional configuration information may also be provided by the MEC platform to the MEC application instance. The graceful termination of a MEC application is enabled by the Edge Enablement APIs. Upon receiving a request, MEC platform notifies a MEC application instance of graceful termination with a timer provided. When the timer expires, MEC platform would continue terminating the MEC application instance. The MEC application instance has the option to inform the MEC platform that it is ready to be terminated after finishing application level actions. When a MEC service is registered by the service producing MEC application, the authorized relevant applications will be notified about the newly available service. The authorized relevant applications will also be notified about the service available change of that service. There are other services offered by the MEC platform. Traffic rule defines per flow or per packet filter on how to handle the packets at the MEC host. Upon receipt of such request, the Mac platform instructs data plan accordingly. The Mac platform may also receive DNS records from the Mac platform manager and uses them to config a DNS proxy or DNS server. In this episode, we have learned the definition of Mac application and Mac service, how to start and stop a Mac application instance, how to register and discover a Mac service, and other supports from the Mac platform. Interested to learn more? You can look for yourself at the available Mac 11 APIs at Etsy Forge. Also play with them with the Mac Sandbox. Of course, please follow the next episodes of the Mac Tech series. Thank you very much for your attention and interest. Enjoy the Mac Tech series.